Blog Talk Radio.
Day in April 2020. You are listening to the Tarot Today Show on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. I am one of your hosts, Mary Brown, coming to you live from Amarillo, Texas. And we are going to be doing our psychic spin that we do at the end of the month every month on the Tarot Today Show, where we take a look at some of the major topics that are in the news and pull some cards on it and see what comes up. Today, we're going to be discussing on our psychic spin the economy. What do we need to know about the economy? And we'll also be taking your calls for free mini tarot readings, and you can be live on air. And the number to call if you want to call in for a reading or just to chat with us is 714-816-4628. That number again is 714-816-4628. And I am joined today by the amazing Dax Carlisle of Tucson, Arizona, CEO of the Tarot Guild. This show is brought to you today by the Tarot Guild. So let's see if Dax is there. Hello, Dax.
Hello. Happy Psychic Saturday.
Saturday Tarot Today Show. How are you doing?
Well, I figure we could still keep saying Happy Psychic Saturday. You know, for those that don't know in the audience, our show was called Psychic Saturday, or Psychic Saturdays, however you want to say it, you know. And for the 10th anniversary of being on air, you know, our very first radio show was Tarot Today. We decided to change the name of the show to Tarot Today Radio. And but we used to always come on air and say Happy Psychic Saturday, and I'm like, hey, let's just keep doing that, you know, because it's still psychic. We're on the Psychic Talk Radio Network,
and we're doing a psychic spin too. So it
exactly
fits. it absolutely fits.
Hey, I wanted to mention right off the bat, because I know I'm going to forget this, so I want to say it. We're celebrating 6,100 members on our Tarot Guild Facebook group. Just happened.
Awesome.
We had like 100 and something. Yeah, like 100 and something people joined the group just this week. You know, so if you're into tarot and numerology, come over and join the group on Facebook. Search Tarot Guild. Now, the Australian Tarot Guild might pop up. You know, you're looking for the group for Tarot Guild. Okay, and you'll know it because when you go there, it'll say over 6,100 members. So that's the right group. You can also just type in your browser, thetarotguild.com/Facebook. Or if you're on our website, click social media link. You know, it'll take you right over to our Facebook group. We'd love for you to join us. And it's just been growing steadily like that for months now, Mary. And I really don't know why.
Do we need to know why? You know, why question it? Just go with the flow. Well, also, since you mentioned the Tarot Guild group, I also wanted to mention the Psychic Talk Radio Network group, too. We have a Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. You can find that easily going to psychictalk.net/Facebook. And lots of good things in there. You can keep up with the host, see what's going on with the show, see if we have any specials running. And I also post a card of the day every day in there. And the card of the day for today comes from the Spirit of the Animals Oracle Deck by Jody Bergsma, an incredible artist that I interviewed some years back for U.S. Games Incorporated. And the card I pulled was the Ladybug. And the message is about good luck. And you are a bright energy. Let worry go and be happy here and now. Feel good about being a loving and colorful you that you are. Bless the world with color and good luck today. And Dax, did you draw a card of the day too for the show?
Yes, I did. I do that every show. And I wanted to mention something before I go to the card of the day because I know – once again, there's so much information to get. I'm going to forget this. So right in the beginning, I want to start telling folks they can come join us in the chat room. We have a chat room on the Tarot Guild website. As Mary mentioned in the beginning of the show, that we're sponsored by the Tarot Guild, and the website is the – you have to get the in there – thetarotguild.com. And if you type in thetarotguild.com/chat, it'll take you right to the chat room. Or – if you just happen to be on the website, look for it in the navigation bar at the top of any page on the far right, chat, click on that. Now, you do have to be a member of the website in order to get into the chat room. But don't worry, it's 100% free, and you can join the website for free, take advantage of all the other wonderful features, as well as join us in the chat room. And during the show, you can comment, give us ideas, ask questions, or even ask for a mini reading right there from the chat room. Of course, we'd rather talk to you live on air. So if you're sitting on the fence right now, dial in because we take the calls in the order that they come in. Dial in at 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. That lets us know you want to be live on air. Moves you up into the caller queue in the order that you called in. Hold your spot there until we get to the calls. 714-816-4628. And for the card of the day, I got the Six of Cups, the nostalgia card. And it's really apropos because in numerology, the numerology of the date adds up to 15. 1 plus 5 is 6. So it's a 6 date, hearth and home, and a return to balance and harmony. That's kind of what I'm feeling. It's also apropos because most of us are at home, you know, with the stay-at-home orders, you know. But I felt a shift yesterday, and I commented to Dr. Rose on the radio show yesterday how I felt an energetic shift. I think things are, you know, starting to head in that direction where we're going to start to go down the slope, you know, and we're going to return to some form of normality as the next few weeks, months goes on. And that's why I think the nostalgia card is coming up, a return to the past. You know, we're finally going to start to get that, you know, you saw some places opening in the last couple of days, and not in our state, but in other states and other cities. Around the United States, and you know, a lot of the cases are slowing down with the health crisis here, and you know, the virus is starting to, you know, hit the peak, and it's especially in the major hard hit areas like New York and so forth. It's, you know, it seems like it's either going down the slope the other side or it's about to, and it's just a shift in energy that I felt. And so when the Six of Cups card came up, I was like, oh, that's perfect. That's exactly what I'm talking about. But we're still, most of us, you know, social distancing, staying at home. What can you do? Well, today's the 25th, 2 plus 5 is 7. Sevens want to know how the universe works, especially if it's your life path. You know, this is a great day to work on spiritual development. You know, you're at home anyway. You can take a Udemy course. You can take one of our courses on psychictalk.net or my tarot course, tarot numerology, on thetarotguild.com, and work on spiritual development. You know, that's the real feeling I got, you know, when I saw that it was a 7 day. So that's the numerology of the day and the card of the day that I got, Mary.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, why don't we go ahead and do our psychic spin, since, you know, your card of the day kind of ties in with the topic. You know, you're talking about the shift in energy you feel and all of that, and things opening mm-hmm. back up. Well, that's kind of like the economy, isn't it? So what is it that we need to know right now about the economy? I think that's the question to kind of look at, right, with our psychic spin and pull some cards on it.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. So I'm going to pull some cards here.
Okay.
I'm doing it right now. Yes. What do we need to know? And then we can ask other questions too. What else should we ask?
Oh, yeah.
You know, maybe a timeline for it or something.
You know what I like to do, and I do this with my readings too. And incidentally, if anybody wants to contact me for a reading, you can find me very easily by emailing me at mary@psychictalk.net. And you can find my page at psychictalk.net/Mary. But what I like to do is I like to, you know, ask that big question first. You know, what do we need to know? And then, you know, see what comes up. And a lot of times, you know, natural questions will sort of follow up from that.
Mm-hmm. And that's how I do readings, too. I start off with, like, an overall. Typically, I go through the entire numerology chart of the client, and they can ask any questions that they have about that. And that actually affects their question. Sometimes their question is actually answered by us going through the numerology, and then and then new questions come up, and then we'll draw cards, and then we'll see what questions come up from that, you know, and just progress on. Oh my God, I've never had this happen before.
What happened?
Mary, in the reading. Mary, this...
Oh.
In 10,000 readings I've done, I have never had this sequence of cards come up this way. This is fascinating. Mm-hmm. Oh, and hold on to your seat. Are you ready, Mary?
I'm ready.
Okay. The first three cards, Judgment, the Lovers, Temperance. And it's not that I've, you know, never had a bunch of majors come up at once, but it does signify that it's important. But these particular cards, because in the traditional Waite-Smith version of the deck that I'm using, these are three of the four angels from the deck, and I have never, ever, in thousands of readings, ever had three angels show up like this. This is Gabriel, Raphael, and Michael. This is very powerful, folks. This is telling us that, okay, we're going to talk about the economy. Sounds rather bland. It's numbers, it's figures, it's logistics, blah, 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 blah. But this is telling us that there is influence going on from the angelic realm, that they are trying to help us with this.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
Well, it is amazing. You know, that kind of makes sense to me, because it's like sometimes we think of the economy as just like you said, numbers, dollar signs, that kind of stuff, but it really represents people's livelihood, you know, how they're thriving or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see angelic assistance coming in for that. That makes a lot of sense to me.
And if we look a little deeper into the images in the traditional Waite-Smith version of these cards, the first card was judgment. Okay, so Gabriel's blowing his horn, and these people are rising up. And, you know, they're coming out of the coffins. You know, it's like, you know, the calling forth of those that have passed. But in this particular context, what it's really showing me is that it's a great cosmic wake-up call, but also that, you know, people are rising up, people are coming out, that we're going to start to see what I was talking about with the card of the day and the numerology, that there's going to be a slow return, but a return to normality, that people are going to be able to, you know, they're coming out of the coffins, Mary, but I see them as people, you know, bursting out of the roofs of their houses. You know, we're going to start to get back to socializing, you know. However, the very next card, the Lover's card, if you really look closely, Mary, you got Adam on the right and you got Eve on the left, and there's distance between them. And if you look in the center, there's a hill or a mountain in the background, and it's kind of separating them. So although this shift is happening and they're starting to burst out of their houses, we're going to start, you know, to see us get back to some form of normality. And we don't know how long that'll take, weeks, months, but we'll still have to do the social distancing. But it's going to happen here. And it's sort of a marrying of the opposites. You know, it's like getting back together, going back to work, yet still distancing, which is a representation of the very next card, the Temperance card, where the angel Michael is actually mixing, blending together things that are normally don't go together, the marrying of opposites there. I find that fascinating. Fascinating stuff here. So it's going to take time, but we're going to start to see businesses opening, and it'll progress, and the economy will come back. In fact, the card that I end up with is the Queen of Coins or the Queen of Pentacles, and that's a really heartwarming card for me. That literally is the card of Mom to me. And she's holding the pentacle. She's holding the entire economy in her lap and lovingly, you know, taking care of it, so to speak. And this is another interesting thing. Remember, I said we got the three majors with the three angels. We got two queens, the Queen of Cups, and the final card was the Queen of Pentacles. You know, I think that that's telling us that that the economy needs to be taken care of and lovingly brought back to life. You know, and it may take time, but that it ultimately happens. But then Queen of Cups, I love this, three angels and two queens. You know. And the Queen of Cups is usually a card about artistic endeavors, imaginative, it's affectionate and romantic. Obviously, Cups, emotions, the healing arts, psychic abilities, empathy, power rooted in the emotions. And I think this is hinting at several things, like, you know, we're going to need to pay attention to our own intuition as to what do we do in regards to our personal economy and how it interacts with the overall economy. And the big thing, remember I mentioned artistic and imaginative, using our imagination, you know, for some people, we're going to get back to bringing the economy back, but it's not going to be anything like it was before COVID. You might not ever get back to doing the same job or the same career even, or maybe the same business. But that doesn't mean you can't use your imagination. It doesn't mean take advantage of the situation. And you have the time now, folks. You know, reinvent yourself. What do you really want to be doing? So that's what I think that card is hinting at. So what are you getting, Mary?
Well, it's really interesting. I'm getting, you know, I pulled five cards, and they're all twos and threes except for one of them. So that might have, that might be a kind of a little bit of a hint of when it comes to, you know, what we're talking about timing-wise. For some reason, two twos and two threes come up with this. But, you know, what I'm seeing is like kind of like a process here of going from this period of uncertainty that, you know, we're obviously currently in right now, into this, you know, feeling of restlessness. I think we're getting into that now. I think the natives are going to get even more restless. You know, a lot of states are trying to open up early, and it's just hard to say, you know, how that goes. You know, we've had a lot of countries across the world that have tried that and had to like kind of walk that back a bit, and then, you know, work on restarting again. The card that really stands out to me is the Knight of Pentacles. So, you know, that idea of like proceeding in a practical and thoughtful way forward. And I feel like, you know, that's it. You know, we really, we would like to just do this once, right? But chances are, you know, that may not be the case. So patience is our friend right now with all of this, as hard of a pill as that is to swallow. The last card that comes up is the High Priestess. So kind of gels with what you were saying about intuition. You know, we think of the High Priestess often as being connected to intuition, but I think also we're talking about wisdom in the end of this and, you know, truth. So that's another aspect of this, because right now we're dealing with a lot of projections of what may or may not happen when you look at anything, you know, anybody that you know, is covering the economy tends to write. It's just a big question mark, you know, like, well, you don't know, maybe this will happen, maybe that'll happen. But I think if we're able to be patient about this, I think if we're able to discerning and really, you know, continue our assessment. Three of Wands is overlooking everything else. Continue our assessment as we go through this, and not, you know, not act out of our restlessness or our frustration, and kind of like proceed in a matter that, you know, makes sense based on practical things like the data, etc. Then I think we're going to come out of this in pretty good shape when it comes to the economy. But, you know, my overall feeling is that it takes time. Three of Wands, the Knight of Pentacles, the High Priestess in the end, you know, I feel like a lot of this is, you know, showing like the weight of the time that it's going to take. And the other thing, too, that's interesting to me is we have the Three Cups right at the center. So, you know, what that is saying to me is that, like, okay, you know, maybe it what we get back to is this sort of sense of, like, what's essential? You know, what are the things that are necessary? You know, how do we stay connected? You know, Three of Cups is a great card of enjoyment. It's a card of being social often, too. And it's saying, like, hold off on that. With that three of Wands and the Knight of Pentacles below it, like, proceed slowly on that. But I also feel that, you know, there is still, in the midst of all of that, there is a lot of things to celebrate. You know, there's a lot of things to enjoy, a lot of things to, you know, feel gratitude for. And so that's the feeling I get, is what we need to know is, like, you know, if we do this in a practical way, and we don't rush in and kind of end up costing ourselves more time in the long run, I think that, you know, things are going to work out all right when it comes to our economy. I don't feel anything in these cards to me as alluding to, you know, some of the more you know, extreme projections that you see out there. You know, I don't see any of this. I kind of feel like the opposite is saying, like, there's not going to be a Great Depression, you know. None of this is depressed energy. This is all like, okay, you know, take your time. So I think that that is really like a good thing that I'm happy to see here, because I feel like that's one kind of concern that people have, that we're entering into this sort of global depression or recession, and I'm just not seeing that. So, and I'm glad. I'm glad I'm not. But, you know, even if I take out, my particular desire to not see it, none of these cards are, you know, indicating that, regardless of how I sort of slice it. It's just saying, like, you know, we got to be smart about this. So that's what I got.
Yeah, and I pulled some more cards just to see what would come up, because I'm interested in, you know, some of the timing and what other information. Mm-hmm. Well, the Judgment card shows up yet again, and it's right next to the Knight of Wands. And I really feel this is a message for the individual versus the overall economy, talking about, you know, this is the great wake-up call of our time. And this is really not, like you said, I'm not feeling the depression energy. I'm not feeling recession, depression with the economy at all. In fact, quite the opposite. I mean, I feel this is the big opportunity of our time. But people have to shift their focus. They have to reframe it that way so that they see that. And that was a big part of our month-long series of shows, Living Life on Purpose, that we did on the Dr. Zarin Show with Dr. Rose Wilkerson and myself on Fridays this whole month. And if you go into our blog, it should be like the first blog post that comes up. On that blog post, we have, I've put links to all four parts of the Living Life on Purpose series, and the last two are part one and part two of 10 techniques for overcoming stress and anxiety and fears, panic attacks because of all of this happening. But the main thrust of the whole series is to live life on purpose. And these cards that I got, you know, the Knight of Wands, following your passion, okay? If you can look at the issue, you know, either issues or problems that folks have always had, or something unique that was caused by this health crisis, and then look at your own personal passions, what you're passionate about. And if you can look where those two things intersect, where you can take your passion and you can solve an issue or a problem for someone else, you've just created value. And you've, that's why we're getting this, you know, cosmic wake-up call with the Judgment card. This is an opportunity to do that. Now, as far as the overall economy, I'm getting 7 as the timing. That a complete bounce back, if things continue to progress positively, it's going to take 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm not saying that we're going to be back to where we were pre-COVID. What I'm saying is that people will be, in 7 months, people will be saying, yeah, the economy's not 100% like it was before, but it's significantly bounced back at this point. So that's what I'm,
right.
That's what I'm getting for timing. Yep, yep, yep. Alrighty.
Awesome. Yeah, when I look at timing, I'm getting like an improvement around August, and for, you know, just two time
right.
frames really stand out is August and also February. So it could
mm-hmm.
be that, you know, maybe by August, we kind of feel like, okay, we've got our sea legs with this. We've figured out by that time, you know, what things, you know, we can bring back and what way we bring them back. The Eight of Cups comes up too, along with the Strength card. So a lot of eight energy that I'm getting, and I feel like that. Right, but with the Eight of Cups as the central card, I feel like, you know, it's like saying, like, look, you know, there are, in order to move forward, there are some things we're going to have to leave behind. But it may be that we may end up being better for it. You know, our economy mm-hmm. may end up being stronger for it. We may end up rebuilding our businesses in a way that is really more in keeping with kind of where we are in 2020, you know, using the technology that we have in more efficient ways and ways that maybe, you know, we haven't thought about before, you know. So I feel like there's kind of a bit of a renovation that's going to be happening with our businesses. And I feel like
right.
by August, we're really going to see that, like, really start to be working for people and strengthening businesses instead of what, you know, some feel like now, where they feel like, you know, these are limitations. I feel like we convert that to strengths in some way. And then by February,
yeah.
we could just be in this really positive place where a lot more is really functioning, maybe better than it ever did. Because
mm-hmm.
I think a lot of what I'm getting with this is, you know, with the Hierophant card coming up too, is this idea of this being kind of a learning experience, you know, for
right.
a lot of us. And I think that, you
yeah,
know,
that's
we're
what
asking
I
about
to.
The economy. Yeah, and so it's
mm-hmm.
how we do business that we're going to be learning to kind of do it better. So,
yeah,
I think
that's
that,
what I wanted
that
to.
Good.
I wanted to tag on to what you were saying there, you know, that because there are people that are telecommuting now that didn't even know telecommuting with their was even a possibility. You know, you're going to actually have a hard time getting people to go back to a physical building when they can telecommute from home. Other people are completely moving. I know so many colleagues of mine and therapists that have never done hypnotherapy except in person with the client. They do a lot of hands-on stuff with the client the way that they do it. And they never thought about doing it via Skype or Zoom or something like that, because just the functionality, the procedures, how they do the techniques, there's a lot of physical parts to it, you know, but it
mm-hmm.
could be done. It could be done completely. I mean, people do hypnosis on the telephone, let alone now we got fantastic technologies like Skype and Zoom and Facebook video and FaceTime. And you could just pop on there and actually see each other. And you have to adapt the techniques. But a lot of my colleagues are talking about that, how they're adapting. You know, they're learning
yeah.
how to do it distance, you know, and they're going online. And a lot of them are talking about, you know, they don't think they're going to go back to doing it in person.
Right.
Because now, you know, when their lease is up, they don't have to spend thousands of dollars a month for an office.
Exactly. Exactly. And I got to tell you, yesterday, my husband, who's a ballet teacher, taught his first ballet class using Zoom. And if you can teach ballet, you know, online like that
uh-huh.
with students in the class and make the corrections and to help them and everything and to teach.
That's amazing.
You can do anything. Yeah. So talk
Yay,
about,
Perry.
You know, a lot of these things. Yeah, right. And a lot of these things that we think of is like, you know, we've got to physically be there. We've got to physically have a building. It's 2020. Why should we need that? We should be teleporting. Well, maybe
right,
not teleporting
right.
yet.
Or
we'll get to that.
Or the other thing is what I mentioned earlier about, you know, reinventing yourself. Maybe there's no way to actually do that with your what you were doing mm-hmm. pre-COVID. But now, you know, you can get into something else that you can do via Skype or Zoom or what have you, and you might like it a lot better.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's like anything when we deal with something new and we have to learn a new way of doing things, you know, we all have our doubts and we have to kind of get our feet wet. But, you know, mm-hmm. I think that I really feel like we're going to be the better for it, and this advances us in some way.
Right.
This is a feeling
exactly.
I have. It's odd. But I just feel like,
yeah,
you know, this is like a step forward for it.
Between our two readings, we've really come up with a fairly good timeline there. In the very first reading, I didn't mention it, but the timing card was a 5. And it was temperance. 14, 1 plus 4 is 5. And I really felt that it was talking about 5 weeks. In the next 5 weeks, we see the spark of things loosening up. We start to see some businesses coming back. And then by August, like you were saying, the August timeline, things really starting to bounce back. And then the overall economy, you know, I have my 7-month prediction is what I'm getting. Seven months. You know, so there's a whole, you know, timeline that we've kind of come up with there. Yeah, yeah. So
yeah.
I want to highly, you know, just tagging on to or pivoting on what we've been discussing about, you know, reinventing yourself and things like that. I really suggest everybody go and listen to our 4-part series, Living Life on Purpose, and just find the blog post that says the doctors are in, returns in 2 weeks, because Dr. Rose and I are taking a 2-week break. But in that blog post on our blog at psychictalk.net, there's links to all 4 parts. You can also just go to psychictalk.net/Fridays and find part 1 of Living Life on Purpose, and then go back through. And if you're having any anxiety, stress, fear, I gave fantastic techniques over the last 2 weeks. And you can go check them out, and they all work in 5 minutes or less, some in 45 seconds for working on this. Now, if you want to work with somebody on these things, feel free to book a session with me. You can go over to my page, thetarotguild.com/DAX, D-A-X, on the Tarot Guild website, thetarotguild.com/DAX. And right now I have my sessions, actually everything on the Tarot Guild site is 40% off for our spring sale. So I put my normally $97 sessions on sale 40% off. I think that comes out to 40% off, so about $58. So you can go book a session with me, and, you know, we could do tarot, we could do numerology, but if you want to do life coaching, if you want to do hypnosis, NLP, EFT, work on some issues, stress, fears, anxieties, quit smoking, weight loss, you name it, you can go over and just book a session really, really cheap right now. And I'm doing that to help everybody out there so that everybody has access if they need help with these issues. And if you want to book a reading with Mary, she mentioned earlier in the show, you can go to psychictalk.net/Mary. Well, you know, we are way past the bottom of the hour.
Yeah.
Do you want to do the upcoming shows?
Exactly. Yeah. So since we're already talking about, you know, some of our shows, our other shows on the network, yeah, why don't we tell everybody what's coming up? So our next show is going to be tomorrow, Sunday, April 26th at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And that is the Magic Universe Show with host Sharona Rapsick. And she's going to be taking your calls. She'll have open lines and tarot mini readings. And her topic is vision boards, revisioning your future. So that should be really interesting, and what a great thing to do while we're all hanging out at home. Create a vision board. Then after
exactly.
that, on Monday, on Monday, April 27th, at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, is the Wisdom of the Soul show with your host, Janice Fuchs. And that will be followed by, I'm sorry, the time for that is actually 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. That will be followed at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, by the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show with your host, Catherine Hahn. She'll be doing part four of the Abundance Mindset. Then there's not going to be any show on Friday. Dr. Rose and Dr. Dax are going to be taking a couple of Fridays off, but they will return on the 15th of May. But next Saturday, I'll be back on May 2nd at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern with There's a Rock for That. I'll be doing open lines and crystal mini readings. And my topic is Seraphinite. Welcome to your angelic portal. And those are the upcoming shows. You can find that by going to psychictalk.net/upcoming.
Yay, there's a rock for that.
There's
Can't
a
wait
rock
for your show
for
next
everything.
Saturday.
There's a rock for everything.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm going to give out the phone number one more time, 714-816-4628. You ready to go to the caller line, see who's out there?
Let's do it. Who's there?
Okay. So the caller that's been waiting the longest is area code 239. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Lana. I'm calling from Florida. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah. It's a little bit low. So if you get really
okay,
close to
me,
the microphone.
How's that? Is that better?
Much
oh, yeah.
better, yes.
Okay, good.
Hi, Lana.
I wasn't sure. Hi, I've enjoyed listening to you guys.
thank you. What did you want to, did you want a free mini reading or what did you want to chat about?
Actually, that would be wonderful. It's not really about, well, I'll let you do whatever you do. How's that? Do you want me to zone in on something specific?
Yeah, if you know what we say, the more specific the question, the more specific the answer. So whatever you would like us to do a reading on, we'd be happy to.
All right, well, that'd be great. I'd like to know, I've been seeing a gentleman. I'd like to know what you see with that, where it's going for us.
Okay. Dax, do you want to go first? I heard you shuffling.
I'm shuffling. If you're ready, go right ahead. I'm still shuffling here.
Okay. All right. So let's see what comes up for Lana here about this gentleman that you have been seeing. Wow. Okay. So there's like a little... some interesting stuff going on here with this. So you've been seeing him, what I'm seeing with this is actually pretty positive. Do you feel like the situation or the relationship between the two of you is going to go through some changes, okay? And he may actually be in the midst of a bit of a transformation right now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and I get this real, like, is he kind of, do you know if he's an earth sign? He doesn't have to be, but.
No, he's not. He's a Cancer.
Okay, because I'm getting the King of Pentacles here along with the Emperor card. And so sometimes, you know, that could be somebody who can be like a little bit, I want to say like authoritarian sometimes, or wants to have things just so, and you know can you know need to like kind of take things a little bit slower, right?
Yes, that sounds like him. Mhm.
But what's interesting is that I feel like this relationship between the two of you is going to continue to grow. I feel like it's going to go through some changes where some of that kind of, you know, moving slow and wanting things to be a certain way kind of, you know, shifts a bit and it becomes like much more flowing, right? We have the Nine of Cups that comes up here with the Two of Cups in the end. To me, that shows like, okay, we get, you know, we get lovey-dovey after a while here and like a way that's like, it's almost like he like opens up more with his emotions. So maybe he has been right at the moment. So I see this relationship actually growing and things flowing and there being more of an opening up. I'm going through like a bit of a shift in a really positive way. Let's see what Dax is getting.
I think you're correct in what you say there. I think he's going through some internal struggles.
Yeah, shifting. Yeah.
And,
mm-hmm.
Having a little bit of a hard time with it. And it's very frustrating for me.
That's what's coming up in my cards. I'm the one seeing all the negative stuff in my cards. There's a little tiny, Lana, there's a little tiny bit of hope with the Wheel of Fortune card showing up where things could shift in the relationship. And with the Six of Swords, it's a card about making slow, steady progress to your goal. You know, it could happen that things end up where you'd like to see them end up. Now, most of the issues are going to be regarding communication. That's the big thing, which is like every relationship known to man. But yeah, it's going to be about communication. I'm getting cards like the Five of Pentacles showing up, literally the being left out in the cold card in tarot. And I'm getting the Nine of Swords, which is, you know, like literally the card of nightmares, stress, waking up, being kept up at night. Swords are thoughts and ideas, and you got nine of them here. So you're, you know, thinking, worrying, thinking, worrying, thinking, you know, which causes.
The worrying and thinking, that's not on my part, I don't think.
It might be. I don't know. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing in the cards.
Yeah, I see.
And this is not now. These cards are in the future. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's where you're headed if you don't work on the communication. Got to work on the communication. You know, because what happens is the communication. If you're not having that communication, the relationship suffers, and then in the near future, you're going to end up with the Five of Pentacles, and a little farther down the road, it gets as bad as the Nine of Swords. So the Five of Pentacles, feeling left out in the cold. So what that is a representation of is that you're going to feel like your needs aren't being met, that he's not hearing you, feeling you, that kind of thing.
Right.
And
I understand
And then that's going to lead to the Nine of Swords, which is the suffering, the loss. It's a card of nightmares and stress and hopelessness feeling, isolation feeling. Okay. So it's giving you a warning here. But we're before this, so now you have the opportunity to fix it, to open up the floodgates of communication and keep them open and to communicate what you're feeling. Don't sit on anything. You know, if you get the slightest inkling that you're feeling like he's not listening to me or I'm not getting XYZ met, you know, whatever it is, the slightest little thing, you got to get into a conversation with them and say, hey, we got to talk about this, you know, and express your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's what the cards are saying. It's giving you a nice little warning here that's what you need to do, work on the communication.
I have to agree with you. I've been feeling frustrated and I've been getting really yeah. voice vociferous about stuff, you know, in a nice mm-hmm. way. But you're like, okay, hey, look at, you know.
Yeah.
You know, this is it, that type of stuff.
Oh, my
stuff.
God, that was
so
awful.
Yeah, wasn't that awful? Anyway, I see that. I don't like the Five of Pentacles at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of us don't, right? You know, but, you know, the thing is, too, you know, it's like I feel like, you know, that internal struggle that you're talking about, you know, that transformation I was seeing was like through the Death card. Okay, and a lot of times that is like when somebody undergoes like kind of a major kind of shift. But
mm-hmm.
him needing to open up emotionally and kind of let you in, I think is a big factor.
Mm-hmm. Why would he be holding back? Would you have any idea? It didn't start out that way. It just, I guess this whole COVID thing kind of just put him in like
well,
a shell.
You know, sometimes, you know, that's, you know, I saw the Emperor card and I saw the King of Pentacles and I was just like, wow, there's kind of a lot of rigidity there. And is that, you know, is he an earth sign? Is it natural to him? And you said he's not. And so I just thought that like maybe that's his, the way he thinks he needs to deal with the situation, you know.
Yeah,
because
well, he does think about things a lot, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so that's, you know, that may not be so helpful for the relationship, though, because
right,
that same
right.
rigidity,
right.
you know, we got to be, when we're in relationships like the Two of Cups I got in the end, that's like when we join forces and we're in it together. You know, so
mm-hmm.
it's so hopefully part of this transformation is him realizing like no man's an island, you know.
Well, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it gave a lot of clarification. Appreciate it. Thank you very
awesome.
Much.
Awesome. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Well, thank you. Thanks.
Bye, Lana. Thanks for the call.
Bye, Lana.
So, you know, there's the potential for the relationship to turn around. You know.
Yeah.
But I just see her heading in a certain direction if she doesn't fix the communication, you know.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's like a lot of things. It's like she can't fix it on her own. You know, he's got to, you know, have a little way to let her in.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, let's see who else is out there. Let's see. Waiting the longest is area code 917. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, my name is Thurman. I'm calling from New York.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going? I was just wondering if the cards or spirit had anything for me in regards to bringing some new things into life, like abundance, new job, that sort of thing. I'm buckling down and trying to meditate and talk to spirit every night, setting intentions, and just trying to get a wink back from spirit to aid me along this journey. If you have any info, greatly appreciate.
Right. So what do you have to look forward to, basically, right? What kind of new stuff is coming in?
Indeed.
Dex, is it your turn or my turn? I think it's your turn. I think I went first last time.
Yeah, I'm taking a look at things here. What have you been doing, Tim? Anything involving medical?
Nothing involving medical.
I was just curious because I'm getting some cards that are talking about medical. So I just thought I'd ask. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the cards are talking about getting focused on a singular idea. That's the way out. That's the way to make progress. And, you know, I tell nearly every caller on nearly every show the same thing because it is the secret sauce. It's figuring out what it is you want and then focusing on what you want. And it requires focusing on one thing, not on a whole bunch of different possibilities, a whole bunch of different ideas. It's narrowing things down. And what I get is the Seven of Pentacles, which is a card of patience, weeding the garden, reassessment, you know, an evaluation of a harvest, abandonment or collapse of a project sometimes that you know, but it's all about persistence. There's a pause in the action, obviously, for everybody. But for you in particular is that you need to do more reevaluation here. You need to spend some time looking over things, and it's pentacles, so that's typically the material realm. So we're talking about, it includes finances, but also just everything material-wise. And you need to really reevaluate everything before you're going to be able to move forward. Because what I said, because what I said in the beginning, that you have to focus in on one idea, one project, one job, one new business you create, one way of creating value for other people, whatever it is, focusing in on one. And that takes evaluation of your current situation and looking at, well, you know, what could I do? What could I do? And then comes in the Cups cards talking about emotional stability, and what's going to be really emotionally satisfying for you. So that's part of the clue. That's part of the process is, okay, what do I want to do, and how do I make it emotionally satisfying? And a lot of it is around helping other people.
Okay.
How can you create value for other people, help other people in a nurturing way? Okay. So that's what's showing up in the cards. But let's go and see what Mary's getting. She might have something that clarifies this a little bit more. What are
okay.
you doing, Mary?
I have a few different weird things I'm getting here. Okay, bear with me. You know, one of the things I did get was the Seven of Pentacles. You got that as well. And so, you know, often to me with the Seven of Pentacles, I feel like, you know, it's a card of expectations, saying like, okay, we've got to kind of manage our expectations. Sometimes things, you know, maybe don't happen exactly the way we expect that they will. And I also have the Page of Pentacles that comes up too. So that is like almost like a little thing to, you know, little idea to put out there about learning new techniques, learning something new, being curious about something and kind of, you know, learning it in a way that, you know, you probably wind up mastering it, right? We have the Fool card as well, saying don't be afraid to take the leap, you know, even if it's something a little bit out of your comfort zone. And then I get the Chariot card that comes up with this. So this all leads to good things, right? But I feel like we're going to be learning something new. And then a couple other things that come up here. One, you meditate, right? Did you say do you meditate? I guess is the question.
Yes. I've been trying to do it with a regularity now. So, yes.
Because I'm getting this thing about your meditation and flow and like that allowing you to get into the flow. You're working with your third eye, right? Opening up that third eye chakra. And there's some support for you coming from maybe an unexpected place, coming from the ancestral realm, coming from your ancestors. So I feel like there's guidance and support coming from your ancestors that are going to help you to maybe discover what this new thing is that you're going to be learning that's going to lead to that, you know, Chariot card of success. So those are the things that are coming up. Kind of surprising, maybe. I don't know. But I feel like ultimately you know, keep up the meditation and allow whatever comes to flow into you, because you may be getting some messages yourself or some ideas that pop in that you're like, wow, I don't know where that came from. I wasn't even thinking about that, you know, that kind of thing.
I love the ancestors thing.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't come up often on this show, especially, but every once in a while, you know, it's like the ancestors pop up and say, remind him we're here, and he may not realize that we're right there for him. So there you go. I hope that made sense.
Thank you so very much.
Yeah, thank you for calling. Have a great
Saturday.
Thank
you for the call,
Tim. You do the same. Thanks. Oh.
Wow, there was a lot of background noise on his line. I had to keep muting his line because it was so much background noise, you know. And okay, so we are at the end of the show. Do you want to take one more call, maybe? We're already at the end.
It just time flies and you're having fun. Yeah, why don't we take one more call?
Okay, so we'll take the next call that's in queue, that's been waiting the longest. And if we don't get to your call today, hey, remember, we're going to be back tomorrow. Sharona will be taking your calls on Sunday. Catherine will be taking your calls on Monday. And Mary will be back next Saturday. And it's always the same phone number, 714-816-4628. Always the same time, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. There you go. So just jot that down somewhere. And I'm going to be tuning in to Sharona's show tomorrow, Mary, because, you know, I love vision boards and things like that. And I love how, you know, what we did on the Friday show, what Catherine is doing on the Monday show with the abundance mindset. And I think it all, you know, it all goes together, you know. So what Sharona's doing tomorrow with the vision boards and revisioning your future, that's what we all should be doing while we're under the stay-at-home orders. I don't like saying lockdown because we're not locked down. You know, I still go to the store. You know? Doctors.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But, this is the time to revision. So I'm looking forward to her show tomorrow. So the call that's been waiting the longest looks like area code 434. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Khalil Reed. I'm calling from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Khalil.
Hi, how are you doing?
Pretty good. I was wondering if there was this state trooper in Charlottesville, Virginia who helped me.
Uh-huh.
During the Unite the Right, before the Unite the Right rally, and she was very nice, and she basically helped me when I was like having a hard time walking and stuff like that, because I have autism and I also get overwhelmed a lot.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if I'll ever see her again to thank her, and also if she's like on the tactical mobile force field. If that's the case, because she had on a lot of tactical gear, like she had on like a fitted cap, a blue shirt, like blue pants, and like tactical boots, and like a backpack. And I was wondering if I could see her again, and if she wanted.
Right. Okay. So will you ever encounter her again? She was helpful to you, and you'd like to know, like, you know, are you going to bump into her again? Right.
Yeah, because she's from Roanoke, and I live in Charlottesville.
Roanoke, Virginia.
Yeah.
Mary,
well,
I'm gonna put Khalil's line on hold for a minute as we answer, because there's a lot of background noise.
Yeah, it sounded like a TV or radio or something in the background. Okay, well, I think it's my turn to go first. So is he ever going to see this, you know, Good Samaritan, it sounds like, right? Again, you know, what's the likelihood of that? And I have the Seven of Pentacles, like I was talking about earlier, that card of expectations. Two of Swords, Hanged Man, Three of Swords. You know, like I'm not getting a strong feeling that is necessarily going to happen, where you would run into this person again in person.
I got the Two of Swords
feel,
too.
Yeah, you know, and so I feel like kind of, you know, maybe because of the physical distance, you know, those two cities, you know, I think are, you know, they're definitely some distance apart. But also, you know, with the Three of Swords and the outcome position, the Two of Swords is kind of like when things are like, you know, like there's not a lot of activity. To me, it's a very passive energy, you know. It's almost like we're on different, you know, sides. Maybe we're on different sides of, you know, the geographical area. And so I don't get a strong feeling at all that you're going to run into her again. The Emperor card came up first, and, you know, yeah, she was doing what she, you know, was the right thing to do, right? You know, was doing her job. But, yeah, that, I'm just not getting a strong feel that you're going to bump into this person again. Let's see what the ex is getting.
Well, I tend to agree. You know, I did a yes no on that, and I got a maybe. You know, it didn't come out with a strong yes or a strong no. It's one of those muddled answers again that we occasionally get, and you know, typically in my system, when I get that, it's meaning that it's something hasn't been done yet, or for it to be a yes, something is left to be done. Okay. And I'm getting a lot of three cards. Three is creativity and communication in numerology. I have this feeling that, you know, it's all about, you know, communication. You know, would you ever actually be able to communicate with this person? You know, I mean, if you didn't get her card when she interacted with you, and you don't have a name, I mean, it might be very difficult to even get in touch with her. And I got the Two of Swords as well. And Mary, you know, I get this feeling of, you know, like it's a card of indecision.
Yeah.
There, you know, there's two paths you could go down, and she's blindfolded in the cards, so she can't even see which way is which. Doesn't even know which way to go, you know. And this might not be something that's going on with you clearly consciously. This could be a subconscious, you know, do I really want to put out the effort to do the communication? Things along those lines, you know. So that's what's coming up. As far as the other question, just real quickly, I'm getting a pretty strong no on the tactical aspect. I don't think she's in tactics. I really don't. She could be. Maybe I'm wrong, but I mean, it's coming up saying no. There's a lot of knight cards. You know, she's a mobile officer, but not necessarily tactics. That's what I'm getting there. So I don't know, you know, kind of a confusing answer, but what do you think, Khalil? Do you resonate with any of that? Does it help at all?
A little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I wish we had a better, stronger answer for you. I think a lot of it is kind of left up to you, you know, with that Two of Swords, with all the communication cards showing up, you know, it's almost like, well, the ball's in your court, you know. Do you want to try to get back and communicate with him? Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
We never know. We choose our own path.
That's right. That's right. Well, thanks for the call. We got to get going. Got to get out of here.
Yeah. Have a great weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think there's I want to double check with you, Mary. I know you're doing your show next Saturday. Rose and I are taking off the 1st and the 8th, which is the other show that I'm on. We'll be back on Friday the 15th. There's a rock for that. Mary will be back next Saturday on the 2nd. However, there are 5 Saturdays, so we had decided to take the 9th off. And
yes.
So for tarot today, I'll be back in 1, 2, 3 weeks.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Right? But I will be back next Saturday. Same bat time, same bat channel. But since we are at the end of the show, I wanted to thank all of our listeners and our callers for calling in today. We wouldn't have a show without you. And remember to check out our Facebook group, Psychic Talk Radio on Facebook, and also join our Tarot Guild group, The Tarot Guild, on Facebook. And you can also join our website for free. And I hope everybody has a lovely weekend. I want to thank you, Dax, for joining me for our lovely Saturday show here.
Always fun.
Thank you. Always fun.
Love it, love it, love it.
So,
thanks, everybody, and goodbye. Goodbye, Mary.
Bye, Dax. Bye, everybody. Have a great
weekend.
Bye,
everyone. Good night, John Boy.
Good night, Mary Ellen.